Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 15 of Joshua Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A God You Can Know by Name. Satan knows your name, but calls you by your sin. God knows your sin, but calls you by your name. Our text today is Joshua 12, verses 1 through 6. Now these are the kings of the land whom the people of Israel defeated and took possession of their land beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon, with all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and from the middle of the valley as far as the river Jabbok, the boundary of the Amorites, that is, half of Gilead, and the Arabah to the sea of Chinneroth eastward, and in the direction of Beth Jezemoth to the sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, southward to the foot of the slopes of Pisgah, and Og, king of Bashan, one of the remnant of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and ruled over Mount Hermon and Salica, and all Bashan to the boundary of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and over half of Gilead to the boundary of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the people of Israel defeated them. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave their land for possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Joshua 12 through 19 is a normal stopping place for people studying the book of Joshua. Many people reading through the Bible skip over these chapters, but remember what Paul told Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. All scripture is useful. We need it all to be thoroughly equipped. If we skip it, we don't have everything we need to be all God called us to be. God gave us all of His word for a purpose. We have these 8 chapters in Scripture for a reason. I think this journey through Joshua is the same as our spiritual journey. If we don't get through what seems mundane, we will never get through the miraculous. If we let things get routine in our spiritual life, we miss out on the relationship that God desires to have with us. Let's dig deep into these Scriptures and discover all that God has for us as His children. May these lessons lead us to more spiritual victories. Joshua 12 summarizes victories by Moses on the eastern side of the Jordan River, verses 1 through 6. Land conquered by Joshua west of the Jordan River, verses 7 through 8. And lists the kings that were defeated in battles in Canaan, verses 9 through 14. In today's scripture, verses 1 through 6, we see the territory conquered in the Transjordan under Moses' leadership. The land conquered east of the Jordan can also be found in Numbers 21, verses 21 through 35, and Deuteronomy 2:24 through 3:11. God's word is detailed and precise. God has given us proof that His word is truth by repeating facts in different parts of Scripture that can be compared and validated. The list of victories under Moses mentions by name 2 kings who were defeated. This differs from the list found in the rest of Joshua 12, which we will study in tomorrow's devotion. In Joshua 12, 7 through 24, the kings are identified by the names of the towns or regions rather than by personal names. Yet here in Joshua 12, 1 through 6, the 2 kings Moses defeated are identified as Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. Likewise, in our spiritual journeys, our enemies have personal names. Some people reading this devotion are fighting the enemy named cancer. Some of you might be fighting the enemy known as doubt. Here is a list of enemies that you may know by name. Death, fear, grief, guilt, regret, and rejection. Your list of enemies may include other names as well. When we identify the names of our enemies, we are sometimes able to remember more clearly the victories God has given us over them. Next time you see one of your enemies approaching, remember that you know the name above all names. When you sense an attack approaching from your enemy, immediately call on the name of God. You can call on God at any time from anywhere. Call out one or more of his glorious names. El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Savior or Father. Remember that your God, that you know by name, has the power to defeat all of your enemies. The list of enemies that our God has defeated is long, and includes not only Canaanite kings, but sickness, fear, and death itself. Our God is nothing short of the victorious conqueror of our enemies. Questions for today. Compare Joshua 12, 1-3 with Numbers 21, 23-26 found below. What does this comparison say about the truth of God's word? It reads, "But Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his territory. He gathered all his people together and went out against Israel to the wilderness and came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel defeated him with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, as far as the Amorites. For the border of the Amorites was strong. And Israel took all of these cities, and Israel settled in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon and in all the villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, where the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab and taken all his land out of his hand, as far as the Arnon." Name the enemy or enemies that you are battling against the most. Which personal names for God provide you the most comfort in the battles that you face? Pray with me. Lord, thank you that you have already won the battle against our enemies. Teach us how to trust you in the midst of those battles, such that we can call on your name. In Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.